I will bow and be simple, I will bow and be free, I will bow and be simple, yea, bow like a willow tree.
I will bow and be simple, I will bow and be free, I will bow and be simple, yea, bow like a willow tree.
Hello, my friend. Once again, it's been a while since we've shared one of these reflections, and I hope you haven't lost heart. Greg and I have wanted to be here, but our lives' journeys and responsibilities, maybe like yours, keep us away from some of the things that are very dear to us. And it's so important not to lose heart. It's, in fact, the wonderful old virtue that I want to reflect on a little bit with you is persistence. It's so important to persist. In a time when we can lose hope for many reasons, or hope can become dim, the light of Christ, the light of God, the light of however you name or claim or wish to experience it, is what I invite you to open to now. That light that lasts. The light that's been given to us that allows us or encourages us to persist. And I'm looking at the readings that are given for October 20th. Beautiful Sunday, whether we're in sunshine or not, or rain moves in on us, the Word of God is living and active, living and effective, one translation has. And then the gospel that they tell us, this story Jesus does, a parable about the necessity for ourselves as disciples or friends to pray at, without becoming weary, one translation has it, or the one I prefer is to pray and not lose heart. To pray without losing heart. And one would say that. Timothy, the companion reading for that day, begins the passage in 2 Timothy 3:14. Remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it. What a beautiful phrase. So we could say, from whom have you learned the virtue, which means the strength of praying, of being persistent, of not losing heart. It's a very old virtue in a world that can be so new that it goes so fast that we grab the next thing or are looking for it, thinking that's what we're to be doing. Times are difficult, and we've just gone through one of those with our government that seems very confused at times. And we would say, how do we remain standing beside this? How do we, great old phrase, hang in there? And that's what we're talking, paying in there, holding on, being with each other, not out of desperation, but out of hope, persistent, remaining, standing together. It's a disposition that we learn somewhere along the way, or again, maybe you're trying to learn now, opening our hearts to the ones who would teach us, who from where we've learned, a constancy in life, a praying always, of being open to the Spirit, of breathing right now. This is, Greg tells me, the 50th podcast we've done, and I think of all the times we've taken to just breathe, to receive the peace given, to settle in wherever we are or are walking or maybe even jogging. I understand people download these and then listen to them as they head out for a run. And if you are, I'd say just head out. Persist. Hang in there. You're not standing still. Or maybe you and I are. We're in a chair. I am looking out over the beautiful colors as they've almost completed their change and almost dropped from the trees. And we almost are moving into another season. It's a meantime that we're in, and we persist from one season to another in our lives, in our relationships, because so much seems to be changing. But within and through it all is this constancy of the one we might call God. Possibly you do. Possibly you call this God Christ. It's a beautiful, deep call for ourselves. Not a command in ways we might feel that, but what is under all the commandments, which are, is this relationship, this ability of prayer to become, wow, wordless, beyond the spoken or thought words to the lasting, prevailing, ongoing, patient remaining God, God who remains with us. This deep relationship founded in love, this lasting truth that you and I, my sister and brother, are God's children now, we hear in John's letter to us. God's children now, God's creatures, in a beautiful image, God's handiwork, which Irenaeus has fun with, and I've often shared here, where he invites us not to lose the shape that God has shaped us in, and to leave ourselves still open to God's own handiwork, God's ongoing imprint of movement within our lives. And this is persisting, knowing that there's an ongoing activity, so persistence isn't stopping. It's not, but it is about remaining still in the activity of the breath in our stillness together now. It's not easy because worry can come upon us, but Jesus in the parable for this Sunday in Luke's Gospel 18:1-8 talks about this wonderful woman who is persistent, and she just doesn't give up on an unjust judge, as Jesus later names him, a guy who she goes to and says, render a just decision for me against my adversary. And she just remains outside his door, and she bothers him, Jesus says, day and night. We may think of this bothering that our own prayer might do with God, or the bothering of our staying with each other, or almost the bothering or disturbance. Why are you staying with me? Why are you hanging in there? Why are you holding on to our relationship? It's so important that we find our way there from the anxiety of the question or our own heart's anxiety to the peacefulness that we treasure, get together in these reflections, we value. It is a great treasure. It's that treasure hidden in our hearts that we find in moments like this. The deep relationship, the lasting truth. We are God's children now, that God would never disappoint God's own children, never turn away from us. That God returns to us, we would say in human language, to rework us, work with us. We are God's handiwork. And so to complete this little reflection today, Timothy continues his reading from 2 Timothy 3:14 and on. He says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ to proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Convince, encourage, teach, even says in patience, reprimand. So there's a movement in our lives in deep relationships where we're called to an alertness that invites us to a constancy, a disposition, openness, the lastingness, the everlastingness remaining lively, here and now and forever. Of the breath you might be taking this very moment for wherever you are and whatever you're about, you just pause and in this stillness now, which soon will invite us to get up and go forward, constantly attempting to forgive and love, finding our way patiently, persistently, hoping in the light that has overcome the darkness, living beside each other by our practice, our way of life, that we together, my friends, are God's children now. Have a wonderful day, and let us pray for each other. Let us breathe that peace. Let us constantly and persistently offer each other this lasting peace.
I will bow and not be broken, I will bear the easy yoke. Yes, I'll bow, this is my token, lean my back against the rock. I will bow and not be broken, I will bear the easy yoke. Yes, I'll bow, this is my token, lean my back against the rock. I will bow and be simple, I will bow and be free, I will bow and be simple, yea, bow like the willow tree. I will bow and be simple, I will bow and be free, I will bow and be simple.
willow tree.